Good morning. Welcome back here on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Tristan Winder, glad to be with you. And glad to have Senator Matt Williams joining us in the studio. State Senator Matt Williams from the Gothenburg area. Beautiful morning, isn't it, sir?
It certainly is, Tristan. It's a joy to be with you this morning and make a very special announcement.
A very special announcement that you're making. The campaign trail is firing up here, and you've announced your intention to run for University of Nebraska Board of Regents.
That's certainly right, and I'm very excited about that. First of all, I would like to say a special thank you to Bob Ferris for serving this region's district for nearly 16 years at this point in time. Bob has been a steady force, always had a vision for the future, and has always done an excellent job representing the rural part of our state on the Board of Regents. So a special thank you to Bob.
And Mr. Ferris announced last week, I believe it was, that he was not going to seek another term, so he's going to finish out his current term and hang up the hat, I guess you could say.
Well, certainly, and he deserves to do that after many, many years of public service, starting back when he was 28 years old as mayor of right here in North Platte and moving on from that. I've had the joy of being good friends with Bob and Margene for many years, going clear back to when Bob ran for governor back when he was in his mid-30s, and I helped him with that campaign. It was unsuccessful at that time, but have been good friends, and again, thank him so much for his energy and for his vision.
And Mr. Ferris did come out and endorse you, Senator Williams, so sounds like that'll be a good connection on the campaign trail for you.
Well, I certainly believe it will. As I mentioned, Bob and I have been good friends, and his term ends at the end of 2022, and I will be term limited in the legislature at the same point in time, and of course, I want to have the opportunity to continue service to the state of Nebraska. I believe strongly that the University of Nebraska is part of the success for the whole state of Nebraska. I'm personally a University of Nebraska grad, both undergraduate and law school, and had the opportunity then to come back and be in the banking business in Dawson County for my entire working career. And with that, certainly saw the need for a strong university, a strong state government, and I've been pleased to be part of that over the last, will be nearly 8 years in the Nebraska legislature.
Yeah, Senator Williams, let's talk a little bit about your time in the Nebraska legislature. You're on the same cycle as our own Senator Groney, right?
So that's correct. Senator Groney and I were elected at the same time.
Let's talk about your time in the legislature. How do you think that would benefit you if elected to serve on the University of Nebraska Board of Regents?
Well, I think it would be very helpful. First of all, understanding the legislative process and understanding that the University of Nebraska relies to some degree on budget money from the state of Nebraska, understanding and being able to help the university work through that myriad of changes. So I've enjoyed a very strong period of time during my time in the legislature. I've been fortunate to introduce about 53 bills so far and passed 49 of those. So I think that shows that I have the ability to get things done. I've worked very hard in the area of economic development for our state, in particular for the rural parts of our state, to be sure that we have the best chances that we can to educate our kids well, to keep businesses healthy, and to move things forward.
And if elected to serve on the University of Nebraska Board of Regents, you would represent a large rural area. We were talking about the representing area off the air. This is a vast area. You would gain a lot of constituents.
Well, I certainly would. I currently serve Legislative District 36, which is all of Dawson County, all of Custer County, and the north portion of Buffalo counties. But the Region 7 area for the Regents is half of the state of Nebraska. It's a line between Buffalo and Dawson counties, going clear north and south to the Kansas and South Dakota borders and everything west. But it's an area that I'm well acquainted with because it's rural in nature, and that's what I've done all my life, is dealing with farmers, ranchers, small business owners in those areas. So, again, I think I have the right background to provide that kind of leadership.
Nebraska State Senator Matt Williams joining us here on KODY discussing his candidacy for University of Nebraska Board of Regents. And Senator Williams, one question I always like to ask political candidates is about their time availability for the office that they're running for. Obviously, this is kind of a perfect cycle if the state of Nebraska decides to elect you to represent them on the University of Nebraska Board of Regents, because you'll be term limited out of the legislature, so that time commitment will be eased, and then you would just pick up with the University of Nebraska Board of Regents. But tell us about your banking background and your time there in Gothenburg. Do you have time flexibility and availability to serve on this board?
I certainly do, and I think that is a great question and something that needs to be assured to the voters that a person does, and that's what I've done in the legislature for the past nearly 8 years. My work involvement with the community of Gothenburg and with Flatwater Bank has eased off over the years, and I've been able to devote nearly full-time to the legislature. So that will clearly give me the opportunity to devote as much time as is necessary. And I'm one that those that know me know that any task that I take on, I deal with that 100% and give everything that I can to the success of that. Leadership is key to the legislature, to the Board of Regents, as it is to any community or any community organization. Mm-hmm. I've had the ability and the opportunity to be in leadership roles all my life with, first of all, the banking industry, and then I had the opportunity to serve as chairman of the Nebraska Bankers Association. And then following that, I was elected to the board of directors of the American Bankers Association and became the chair of that board. That is the largest financial trade association in the world. I was a small-town banker from the middle of Nebraska, dealing with bankers from all across our country, almost all of them with large financial institutions in money center banks. And I was able to sit at that table and conduct meetings and lead the group. And following that is when I made the decision to come back and run for the legislature for an open seat there with a term-limited senator, John Whiteman from Lexington, and been able to continue devoting that leadership.
Now, Senator Williams, are you at all concerned about your successor representing the Dawson County area and the Nebraska legislature following your term limit?
Well, I think it's very important that whoever follows me recognizes that agriculture is our number one industry in our state. Mm-hmm. And for me, the education of our kids at all levels, whether that's K-12, community colleges, our state universities, our public universities, all of those things is critically important. So I'm looking forward to anyone that would be interested in running for my seat. I would be happy to visit with them and tell them about the time commitment, the good, the bad, the ugly, so to speak, of what it's like to be in the Nebraska legislature.
Senator Matt Williams joining us discussing his candidacy for University of Nebraska Board of Regents. And Senator Williams, as a Husker yourself, is there anything that you would wish to accomplish on the board if elected to serve?
Well, I think there certainly is, and I'm very proud of our university and what it means to our state. I think the board should be congratulated in recent hires that it has made. I happen to know President Carter fairly well.
Oh, sure.
I think he is an excellent president of the University of Nebraska system. I also think the current chancellors, Ronnie Green, Jeff Gold, Dr. Lee, and Doug Christensen and Carney, are all top drawer chancellors. But I would say there are several things that I think are important, and that's the fact that the Board of Regents needs to be there to support and help good leaders like that. Be sure that you help them with a vision that matches the state of Nebraska. I think the regents themselves are the eyes and ears of the constituents that they serve, so being sure that our vision and goals of the university match what the citizens of Nebraska want and expect. I think clearly we want to have an education system at the university that is accessible to all of us and also is affordable. Mm-hmm. Proud to say right now that of the Big Ten universities, the tuition levels at the University of Nebraska system are the lowest in the Big Ten. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't continue to find ways to be sure that education is affordable, because I believe the future of Nebraska is dependent upon that. Our brightest and best students need to attend fund college in Nebraska so that we can retain them and keep them in Nebraska for their long-term jobs.
Senator Williams, let's talk a little bit about the time commitment serving on the University of Nebraska Board of Regents. I guess I'm still learning a little bit about the Board of Regents. Is that as tasking as serving on the Nebraska legislature? What's that look like if you're going to be elected?
Well, I would say the actual hours spent, so to speak, on the job would be less with a member of the Board of Regents than it is with a Nebraska senator. With the legislature, you know, we basically spend nearly the first 6 months of each year in Lincoln during the week, coming home on weekends to do whatever you need to do back at home, so to speak. But the Board of Regents meet regularly, and you know, they have their regent meetings, but then beyond that, there are a number of standing committees, and each regent serves on several committees, so a lot of the real work gets done at the committee level. So that time commitment is significant, but not as much as a state senator.
Senator Williams, anything else you'd like to add this morning discussing your candidacy, sir?
Well, again, I just would really encourage people to look into my background and what I bring to the table. I think it is important. I've had the ability to represent people across our state on a number of things, and I believe the public-private partnerships that we can continue building at the university will be very important and very vital for the long-term success of the university. I'm just excited about this next step in my journey, and I would encourage people to get on board.
Senator Williams, how can folks learn more about you as an individual and your candidacy for University of Nebraska Board of Regents?
Well, today we are certainly launching our new website and Facebook pages, so those will be out there. MattWilliamsForRegent.com will be the place to find that. Certainly, contacting me through either my legislative office or my office at Flatwater Bank in Gothenburg are certainly ways to get a hold of me to let me know. And we'll be out there on the campaign trail meeting people and hope to make a strong showing.
Senator Williams, thanks for taking the time for us this morning and making the road trip down here to North Platte.
Well, Tristan, thank you very much for this opportunity.